The Burt Show.
Krista doesn't care about the Super Bowl. She doesn't care about the Chiefs. She doesn't care about this three-peat. She doesn't care about the Eagles. She does not care. So Mo has been coming in here every day with a different fact or a story to try to convince Kristen to care about the Super Bowl a little bit.
And I've been failing. It has been.
That's some great stuff in there.
It's not been a lack of effort.
Maybe because she missed the story. She was out not feeling great with Saquon. That was a good one, man.
That was a really good story. And so I think right now I need, and in terms of football, I need a Hail Mary. And that's what I'm going for.
I see what you did there.
Right? Hey. So I have a lot of small facts that are going to lead up to one big fact that I think, and I'm going to pull from my own heart of why I sincerely think you should be interested in the Super Bowl, even if you are not a fan of football.
Because okay? you know my sign. You know you got to go for the emotion. You got to go for the heart in order for me to care.
Right. And then that's why I started off with the Eagles, who are playing for a fan who unfortunately lost his life during a celebration, and they are now playing for him. That didn't necessarily work, right? Just the fact that the game itself is more than just a game. It's a cultural movement of where afterwards everybody gets around to talk about what they experienced. That didn't appear to be enough. The Saquon Barkley situation that you missed, which, I guess to sum it up, he's a really, really kind guy.
This guy.
He deserves it more than any other guy that you could think. He's the guy you would want to be in this position. Somebody that always believed in himself when the coaches never believed in him. He wanted to quit. He went through ACL injuries. He thought he would never play again. And somehow he managed to carry his team all the way to the Super Bowl.
And which team is he on?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
This is a guy that in one of the last playoff games in the end of the game broke through the defense and had nobody between him and the end zone, but the game was ending. So rather than get 6 points and a touchdown for himself, he took a knee before he got into the end zone just to be a good sport.
Aww.
Yeah. The kind of guy that when he was in college, there was a race and he won the race, but it was off of a technicality and it was actually a woman who should have won. And then they made them race again and he won the second time, but he still gave her the medal because he felt like she was deserving of it.
Such a good dude. I told Abby the other day also that he could have been the single season rushing record holder this year. But in his last game, rather than go for the record because the Eagles were already in the playoffs, he didn't want to risk injury or anything or the potential of a Super Bowl. He just told the coach, I'm going to sit it out.
That's the kind of guy Saquon Barkley is. That's a reason you should want to root for him. Now, I think the NFL's legacy is a little bit on the line here as well because the NFL, like everybody knows, wants the Chiefs to win. I mean, they're going for history. They'd be the first team to ever three-peat. I think a lot of people believe the NFL wants the Chiefs to get it done.
So Tom Brady said something really interesting yesterday because there's so much hate. Like, I'm so over the Chiefs already. Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs. Tom Brady's like, in the United States, why do we fight against greatness? Like, that would be the greatest team in NFL history to win back to back to back. Yet we fight against it so much, and that would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think for some, it's not fighting against greatness, but it's rooting for the underdog. There's something
the Eagles
very
are hard underdog to root for because the city sucks so bad.
Have you seen Jalen Hurts shirtless? He is not an underdog.
Jalen Hurts, his legacy is somewhat on the line here because he has not been able to get over the hump that is Patrick Mahomes. So if you want to root for Jalen Hurts, this is the time. This would literally put him in a whole nother conversation as a quarterback. The legacies of the coaches are on the line. Andy Reid is about to retire while the Eagles coach, this is his way to really set his mark. So he would be the underdog in that situation. So
Andy Reid is getting ready to retire?
That's what they're saying. They're saying if he gets one, he'll probably be done. Because he's already has, what, 4 rings? So for him, like, his legacy is set. But if you want to root for the underdog, you want to go for the other guy. Tom Brady. A lot of people don't know that he has a part to do with this, but this is his first Super Bowl game that he's calling.
That's not helping me watch the game.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm trying to give you a little bit of everything here. Let me cook,
all
okay?
Right, cook.
Now, this is going to seem like low-hanging fruit at first.
Okay.
But I really do believe if you are not a football fan, even if you are not a hip-hop fan, this year, more than any other year in recent times, the halftime show is one that is a reason in its own to watch this game. I'm going to tell y'all why. Everybody knows Kendrick Lamar is performing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Lamar and Drake have had this beef. We all know that. What we don't know is what Kendrick is going to do. Is he actually going to perform this song that Drake sued UMG over to not have played at the Super Bowl? I have a good friend who is really good friends with an NFL executive. So he asked him, can Kendrick do whatever he wants to do or will the NFL stop it? This is where it gets a little good. He said, as the NFL can't do anything about Kendrick Lamar's performance. I didn't know this. They don't have a say in it. They can offer advice for what you should and shouldn't do, but at the end of the day, they can't stop him. They asked Snoop Dogg, apparently, to not crip walk at halftime when he was up there, and he crip walked anyway. And the NFL exec said, you know what, at the end of the day, no one died. They didn't beef over it. They didn't have a complaint. Kendrick Lamar is so petty, and he hates Drake so much that even when he went to accept his 5 Grammys, he did it in a Canadian cut tuxedo.
Oh, that's right.
Just to get back and throw extra shots at Drake.
And is that like denim on the bottom, denim on top?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like, this is how far the hate runs for Drake from Kendrick's side. And Kendrick now has this opportunity in front of the entire world to do whatever he wants to take shots at Drake and Drake's camp. And if Kendrick goes up there and he actually is the Kendrick that we know Kendrick to be, this man is going to try to end Drake's career. I fully believe it. Like, he is not going to go out there and be scared. He's not going to go out there and half step. He is really going to go out there and try to ruin it all and end it all for Drake and Drake fans.
But isn't that making the Super Bowl halftime show about Drake and not himself?
Yes, but that's the thing. It's two things can be true, because Kendrick, the height of Kendrick's career has technically happened because of the Drake drama and him taking shots at Drake.
Does it, can it get to a point where it's just like too much? Like the fight is over, you know, like every now and then when I'm watching a UFC fight and a dude is obviously laid out and he's knocked out and the fighter still goes over to him and puts an elbow in his face and another couple of punches in his face, the dude's out. Can there be some backlash here for Kendrick Lamar? Like, it's just too much.
It's like running up the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's like it's over.
You could, but I think Drake has been on top for so long that it goes back to what you just said about greatness. People don't not like to see greatness. They don't like to see people on top for so long, and they love to see the change of the guard. And that's what we're witnessing. And I think this will be the end. Like, this will be the finale. This is everything that we've waited for in this beef, to see how Kendrick is going to put a bow on it. We all know he won. We know the beef is over. But what is he going to do with free reign in front of the entire world to try to end Drake's career? I think that alone, if you just like drama, you don't even have to like hip hop or sports, but the anticipation of what Kendrick is going to do might actually be more than the anticipation of who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Is there a world? Is there even a possibility?
I know where you're going. No chance.
That Kendrick would bring Drake out to perform with him.
Absolutely.
There's no way.
This is not fake hate. He hates that man.
Yeah.
He absolutely hates Drake. He hates what Drake represents. He hates that people love him so much. So I think Kendrick is going to do something that we'll always remember.
Do you think, because there has been a lot of controversy and lawsuits even over the A minor line, that he takes that out?
That's what everybody wants to know. I personally don't think Kendrick's going to hold back at all. I think he's not only going to use that line, I think it's going to be the biggest part of his halftime performance.
Is it getting you close? Is it getting you close?
To be fair, you have inched me closer.
Okay.
We have movement!
Football is a game of inches.
We have movement!
The Burt Show.